We are.
All right, we are on the record. I am now going to call this meeting to order. This is the March 3rd, 2021 meeting of the Chelan County Hearing Examiner. My name is Andy Kottkamp, and I've been appointed by the Chelan County Board of Commissioners to serve as the Land Use Hearing Examiner. My job is to render decisions on various applications that are authorized to come before me, which include shoreline permits and riparian variances. That's what we have on the agenda for today. I will consider any evidence presented at today's hearing, as well as all the written materials already on file in order to make my decision. The hearing process does have certain rules, but I still try to conduct the meetings in a relaxed and informal manner, but we do have a procedure we're going to use. We'll take each item separately, and for each item, staff will present their report to make whatever recommendations that they wish to make. Then the applicant or the applicant's representative will be given an opportunity to present their testimony and evidence. The applicant does have the burden of proof to show compliance with all of the applicable rules and regulations. If somebody from the public came to testify, they'll be given that opportunity to do so. And if there's any testimony in opposition to a project, I'll certainly give the applicant an opportunity to submit whatever rebuttal testimony they wish to make. If you are going to testify, I'm going to have you state your name and address. I'll have you swear you in as a witness. And I'd ask that you just keep your testimony relevant to the application that we're talking about and not to other issues beyond the scope of the proposal. And if you have anything in writing that you want to submit today, we can make those arrangements. Now, except as provided by the Chelan County Code regarding requests to reopen hearings and requests for reconsideration, my decision on each of these matters will be final and conclusive unless they are appealed. Appeals are by means of a land use petition action. They have to be filed. Appeals on the shoreline permit matters are appeals that go to the Shoreline Hearings Board, and they have to be filed within 21 days of the date of the issuance or the date the Department of Ecology receives my decision or the appeals barred. On the riparian variance, that is heard by what's called a land use petition action. It has to be filed within 21 days of the date of the issuance of my decision. If you don't timely file appeals, your appeals are barred. I've reviewed each item on today's agenda. I don't have any interest in any of the properties or other proposals to be heard today, and I'll be able to fairly and objectively consider each item. And outside of receiving and reviewing the staff report, along with all the attachments to the staff report, all the file materials, I've not had any communication regarding either item that's on today's agenda. So with those representations, if you have any objection to my serving as the hearing examiner for either item on today's agenda, you need to state so at this time. Hearing none, we'll turn to the first item on today's agenda. This is a series of permits, a shoreline substantial development permit, along with the shoreline conditional use permit, given applications number SDP 2020-046 and SCUP 2020-003. These are applications for permits for the raising of South Lakeshore Road and making substantial additional improvements that are more fully described within the staff report and the application materials. For the record, I will admit into the record by this reference that staff report, all the attachments to the staff report, which include all of the application materials, all the comments, all the site plan information. There are expert witness reports. I'm going to admit all those items. Indeed, I will admit the entire planning staff file into the record at this time by this reference, and turn this matter over to Ms. Strother for the staff presentation.
Thank you. This is a shoreline substantial development permit and shoreline conditional use permit. It was submitted for the raising of South Lakeshore Road to improve the residential access points and install a bridge over Sly Ridge. The current culvert is regularly blocked with sediment and debris. The debris flow over top the sediment basin and roadway, causing flooding and blockage of the roadway. The applicant has indicated that work would occur in the dry period between November and May when Lake Chelan is lower and no water work would be necessary. The subject property is located within the rural waterfront zoning district and holds an urban shoreline environmental designation for Lake Chelan, a shoreline of the state. Staff has reviewed the application materials, agency comments, for consistency with applicable codes, regulations, and as conditions, recommends approval. The applicant, Jason Dedemore, is present if you have any specific questions for him regarding the project.
All right, well, thank you very much. I am going to let the applicant have an opportunity to present testimony and evidence because they do have the burden of proof. Sir, can you state your name for the record?
Yes, Jason Dedemore with Chelan County Public Works / Chelan County Flood Control Zone District.
How do you spell your last name again?
It is Dedemore.
All right. I'm going to have you raise your right hand for me. Do you swear or affirm under penalty of perjury that any testimony you give today will be the truth?
I do.
And Mr. I'm sorry, could you spell your last name again?
It is Dedemore.
Oh, okay. Mr. Dedemore.
Yes, sir.
Are you here as an agent authorized to appear and speak on behalf of the county and the property owner?
Yes, I am.
All right. Thank you very much. And just briefly, what would you like to tell me about the project?
I thought about just giving a quick snapshot on why we are proposing this project for anyone in the audience listening and also yourself, if that's okay.
That's perfect. Thank you very much.
Okay. Can I share my screen, Jamie?
Just one minute.
Oh, sorry. Actually, it was the up arrow. I'm not going to share. So close that.
Sorry, we're getting there.
It's okay.
And then it
technology
says,
these days.
Beautiful thing.
Go to him. Go over him and his drop down. And say co-host. Co-host, I think. And then say
hi.
Yes. Okay. And then so he should be able to now.
Okay. Give it a whirl, Jason.
Okay. Oops. Give it a whirl. Now I gotta do it on mine.
I think that was a different way.
Okay. Did that pop up?
Says you started screw. There we go.
Okay. So this is the slide ridge, if anyone's familiar with it, on South Lake Shore. It's a historic alluvial fan that mud and debris becomes dislodged from higher in the hills and travels down along and then crosses over and or under South Lake Shore, ultimately makes its way down into Lake Chelan. Here are some photos, just aerial photos of what it looks like. And when a event occurs, and this is South Lake Shore, as Jamie mentioned, the culvert becomes plugged and mud and material debris covers the roadway. And basically blocks off traffic. No emergency services can get through until the county comes and opens a detour road and then ultimately over time clears the roadway off. This project has been funded through FEMA as a hazard mitigation project. We're looking to be more proactive in this area to find a long-term solution to the situation. Right now, the county reacts in a very reactionary way where an event occurs, as you see in these photos. We come out, clean the material off, and wait for it to happen again, to come back and do the same thing over and over again. And that obviously costs the county valuable money, resources that could be spent elsewhere. So this capital improvement project's looking for or basically proposing a long-term solution to this problem. The ultimate goal the design team came up with, as Jamie read in the staff report, is that we're gonna raise South Lake Shore Road. We're gonna get rid of that culvert. We're gonna raise the road by about 5 feet after extensive debris modeling showed the depth. And so we're correlating the road height to that. In doing so, would allow that material to cross under the roadway, not over the roadway, which is great. However, below the road, now we need to be able to safely convey that into the historic place it typically went before development, which is Lake Chelan. In doing so, we need to protect adjacent properties, and that's where the shoreline application permit came into play. We are proposing to raise, currently there are conveyance berms down below the roadway to channelize that material to the lake. We're looking at improving those. We have to raise them another about 10 feet. So basically within the shoreline area, we're looking at increasing the height of the berms and also establishing a channel for that material. And then below the ordinary high water mark, and again, going back to our design and our design team, they showed that if we didn't continue that conveyance from basically the ordinary high water mark to the low water mark, we had the potential of basically a fanning effect where that material would then fan out and potentially impact adjacent properties. That's something we want to avoid as far as looking out for public safety and health and welfare of the community surrounding this area. So what is proposed is basically riprap type rock that you see along bulkheads along Lake Chelan, continuing that conveyance down to the low water mark. And again, as Jamie said, that work is proposed during the lake drawdown time and work in the dry. So no in-water work per se is proposed. And that's some basically a high snapshot of the proposed project. And I can answer any specific questions if you want to get down into the finer details.
I have actually reviewed everything and several times have a very good understanding of not only the components of the project, but certainly the need of the project as well. Have you had a chance to look at the proposed conditions of approval submitted by the county?
I have.
Do you have any objection with any of those?
I do not.
All right. Thank you very much. Is there anything else you'd like to add?
Not at this time. Thank you.
All right. Thank you very much. All right. Did any member of the public come to testify on this matter? All right. Hearing none. Is there anything further from staff?
No, sir.
All right, then what I'm going to do is I'm going to close the public portion of this hearing. I will have a written decision made within the next 10 working days. Thank you very much.
Thank you for your time.
You're welcome.
You're welcome.
So we're now going to turn to the second item on today's agenda. And this is riparian variance 2018-383. Okay, this has been before the hearing examiner two other hearings. Is that back feed coming from me? Is that what it seems like?
Oh, we can't hear anything.
Yeah,
we're good.
But it sounds like maybe some other folks are hearing it.
So I'm not sure why.
Why don't we? Just community development and you are the only ones with their mics on.
So I've never had this problem with
why don't we go to John's house for a moment?
Pardon? Okay, does that clear it up, Ms. Fry? Okay. All right, well, there we go. Let me say my little piece and then I'll turn it over to community development. So this is an application that's been before me for hearing a couple of different times. It's an application for a riparian variance to reduce the riparian setback from 150 feet to 80 feet from Eagle Creek, the ordinary high watermark of Eagle Creek. I have reviewed the court's letter decision dated January 25, 2021, where the court stated, quote, that my decision denying the variance was reversed, and the court, quote, finds that petitioners should be granted a variance to an 80-foot setback for the purpose of their planned remodel. I have not seen the order that the court asked to be submitted regarding that letter decision, but I'm assuming that the order says exactly the same thing.
Hearing examiner Andy Kottkamp, we were informed by your Chelan County prosecutor, Marcus Foster, that you received a copy of the order. The order is dated and entered by the court February 10th, 2021, and I can screen share it this morning if you need it immediately. I can also make sure it is before you, but we were assured by your counsel that you had it.
I don't have, the county is not my counsel, Ms. Fry. I want to make that clear. They don't represent me. They represent the citizens of the county, I assume. But in any event, can you represent that the order is consistent with the judge's letter decision?
Yes, the order is consistent. The court order, if I read the court's order provisions, it is hereby ordered, adjudged, and decreed that petitioners be granted a variance for an 80-foot setback for the purpose of their planned remodel and facilitating an addition to their family home, located at 54 Cross Creek Lane, Leavenworth, Washington, Chelan County Parcel 25, 18, 31, 120, 100. The court reverses the hearing examiner's prior denial of petitioner's variance application, and the court orders and directs the county to grant and approve petitioner's variance application. Signed by Judge Allen.
All right. If somebody could forward that to me, then I will incorporate that into my decision. I'm certainly not going to disobey a court order. Thank you very much, Ms. Fry, for
yes, elaborating. Yes, I will send it to you right away.
Okay, so now I'm not sure what the county wants to provide about this, but I will turn it over to the county for whatever presentation they wish to make.
We don't have any additional information, but I will have Marcus send you that as well.
All right, thank you very much. Does the applicant have anything that they wish to add?
Just for purpose of clarity.
Who's this?
Aaron Hansen, the applicant. When this process started, our address was 11515 Eagle Creek Road. And some of the documentation before the hearing examiner uses that address. Since that this process has started, the county reissued our address. And so the court order uses the new address is 54 Cross Creek. Both addresses are referring to the same property. Want to make sure there's no confusion within the processor.
Thank you very much. Anything else from the applicant? Is there any member of the public that came to testify today on this matter? Is there anything from the staff?
No.
All right. I am going to close the record on this hearing. I'll keep the record open for the receipt of the court order, and then I'll have a written decision made within the next 10 days. There are no other items on today's agenda, so I'm now going to adjourn this March 3rd, 2021 meeting of the Chelan County Hearing Center. Thank you all very much for coming. This meeting is adjourned.
Thank you.